Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sechtes Cholin, Perik Tess, Mishnah Dalid. Again, we're talking about Tumas Nevela, we're talking about a hide that was skinned or taken off. Mishnah continues to clarify. Ar Sheyesh Olav Kazayas Basar. The skin was taken off a Nevela. But I'm looking at the skin, and along with the skin came along a Kazayas of meat. And it's in one place, says the Vatanur. You see, we learned in Mishnah Aleph, if you remember, that a small piece of meat that was stuck to the skin that was taken off, we don't count that, but this is more than a small piece. It's a kazayas, and it's in one place. Zakta Mishnah, Hanageya, if someone touches, bitziv, tziv means a thin shred, hayotzimimenu, that comes out of the meat, ubesara shekenegdu, or even a hair on the skin opposite the meat. This hair is on the skin on the other side of the meat. Even though in this thin piece there's no kazayas, but it's connected to a kazayas. As well as the hair that's opposite the meat, that's not even basar itself, but tame. Why? The Gemara says in the case of the thin piece of meat that's sticking out, the little strand, it's a yad for the rest of the meat. In the case of the hair, that's because it's considered a shomer for the meat. Zakta Mishnah Vayta, Hoy Olav Kishnei Chatzoi Zesim. If on the skin we had two half zesim of meat, each one in a different place. Zakta Mishnah Metama Bemasa. This meat, these two half kazesim in different places, will be Metama the person if he carries this piece of skin. If he touched one, he's not touching a kazayas. But if you're lifting it, you're lifting both half kazesim together. So, in effect, you're carrying a whole kazayas. And Nevela is Metama Bemasa. It's Metama with carrying, but Veloy Bemaga, not with touching. Because you would have to touch a kazayas in one place. If Rabbi Shmuel is Zayhalt, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says this basar is not metama, loy b'maga, loy b'masa. If it's broken up into less than a kazayas, it doesn't connect. He's carrying the whole kazayas. The fact is he's carrying the whole skin, and in the skin that he's carrying, what's the difference if you have half a kazayas here and half a kazayas there? He's carrying a kazayas. So we'll soon see it's because Rabbi Kiva holds if you don't have a full kazayas, it becomes bottled to the skin. It's as if it's non-existent. Zakta Mishnah Vayta Umayda Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva would admit, B'shnei Chatzoi Zesim, by two half Zesim, of Basar Nevela, Shetachavan Bekisa, where he took a stick, and he pushed the stick through these two half Zesim. So they're connected with this stick. The Hisitan, and afterwards he moved it. Of course, they move together because they're now connected through the stick. Shehu Tameh, that he would be Tameh, whether he moved it or carried it. So, wait a second, Rabbi Akiva does hold that we connect the two half Zesim. So, how come in this case where he runs a stick through the two half Zesim? Rabbi Akiva says he would be Tameh for moving it or carrying it. Rabbi Akiva Mitar Ba'ar. How come when you have two half zesim stuck to the skin, why there does Rabbi Akiva say that by carrying it, we don't consider him carrying a full kazayas? And for the mission, like we explained, when they shahar mevatlan, because these two half kazayasim are sticking to the skin, so it's like they become part of the skin. The skin is mevatlet. So you don't say two half a kazayasim are, it's almost, but it's not enough. So if you carry both of them together, you have a kazayas. No. If it's less than a kazayas in one place, it's as if nothing is there. The skin, is mevatalet. Quickly, chazing over what we learned in our Mishnah, we said if you have the skin of a nevela that has a kazayas basar in one place, if someone touches a strand of meat that comes out, or the hair on the other side of the skin, that's connected the kazayas basar, he is tamei, if there were two half zesim of basar, but not in one place. So if he's carrying the skin, so he has a whole kazayas there. But if he's only touching this and then touches that, he never touched the full kazayas. Like Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva says, no. Of course, if he just touches it, he never touched the kazayas. But even if he carries the whole thing, although he's carrying two half zesim in one shot, he does not become tummy. It's not tumas masa. That's because Rabbi Akiva holds, like the Mishnah explained at the end, that a half a kazayas amounts to nothing. It becomes bottled to the skin. It's as if there's no basar there. So I have two things that don't exist by having two half a kazayas. On the other hand, if you have two half zaysim, and you stick some kind of a stick through it, and as a result, they're connected to each other, here Rabbi Akiva would say that if you even move it, of course, if you carry it, then the person would be tameh.